The coffee has gone cold in your mug. The steam is gone. You are sitting at the edge of the table, staring at a spot on the wood grain that looks like a map of a place you have never been. The names you used to carry feel heavy today. Worker. Parent. Friend. Survivor. They have slipped off your shoulders and landed on the floor with a sound you did not hear, but you feel the absence of their weight. Now, there is only this quiet. It feels loud. It feels like a room where the furniture has been removed and you are afraid to move in case you bump into the emptiness. I am here. I am sitting in the chair across from you. I am not going to rush to fill this space with answers. I am not going to hand you a new label to wear before you have even caught your breath. Let us just sit in the honesty of not knowing. There was a moment, long ago, on a hillside covered in grass, where a teacher sat down and spoke to a crowd that had forgotten who they were. They were tired. They were hungry for something that bread could not fix. He did not tell them to stand taller. He did not tell them to try harder. He looked at the ones who felt empty, the poor in spirit, and he called them blessed. He looked at the ones who were weeping and told them they would be comforted. He turned the world's logic upside down. He said the kingdom belongs to the emptied out. Not the full, not the certain. The ones with nothing left to hold on to are the ones who can finally receive everything. You feel unseen right now. The world does not know what to do with you when you are not performing, when you are not wearing your badges. But being unseen by the world does not mean you are unseen by the light. The light does not need your resume to find you. It does not need your titles. It saw you before you earned a single thing. It will see you after every label has turned to dust. You are not broken because you do not know your name today. You are simply returning to the root. You are standing in the silence where the real you is waiting to be found. The light is already there. It was there before the pain started. It is there now, in this quiet kitchen, in this cold coffee, in this terrifying stillness. It cannot be lost. It cannot be earned. It just is. And so are you.